By Bhagyashree Chatterjee, local journalism initiative reporter The Squamish Chief. What makes a camping trip unforgettable? Is it the thrill of pitching your first tent? Spotting wildlife on a forest trail? Or maybe it's the simple joy of roasting marshmallows by the campfire? This past summer, participants gathered at Alice Lake Provincial Park to experience all this and more at an event hosted by Color the Trails in partnership with Parks Canada. This was a chance for many people to try camping for the first time, said Lizzie Ojo Martins, Vancouver Events Coordinator for Color the Trails, of the July event. We want participants to feel confident, comfortable, and excited about spending time outdoors. Color the Trails, the organization behind the event, is a national Black woman-owned business focused on increasing access to outdoor activities for individuals, including those who identify at the intersection of BIPOC, Black, Indigenous, and People of Color, and the 2SLGBTQAI+ community. Parks Canada runs these events across the country, Martins told the Squamish Chief. Some are smaller, booth-based sessions about things like tent setup or campfire safety. Others, like this one, offer the full overnight camping experience. We work together to make it as accessible as possible. Participants arrived with family and friends and stayed in tents provided by Parks Canada, each fitting up to 6 people. Parks Canada took care of campsite bookings and arranged transportation, like buses, so transportation and cost wouldn't be barriers, she said. For many participants, this event marked their first camping trip in Canada. A lot of attendees are immigrants or the children of immigrants, said Martins. They tell us they've always wanted to try camping because they see it as part of the Canadian experience, but they didn't have the right networks or knowledge. This event gave them the skills, and the courage, to feel included in that experience. One of the most memorable sessions of the weekend was led by Cease, an Indigenous educator, who taught participants about the medicinal properties of local plants. Cease's teachings really resonated with people, said Martins. After the event, I went camping with my partner, and he remembered a plant Cease showed us that helps with muscle pain. He found the plant, carried it with him, and tried it out. It was amazing to see how those lessons stick with people. These teachings continue to ripple through Color the Trails community. At other events, people still talk about what they learned from Cease, like the frog leaves and mosses she introduced. It's wonderful to see participants remember that knowledge and use it in their daily lives, she said. Our team is made up of women of color from different backgrounds, Martin said. But we're always finding ways to invite the community in and learn from each other. For example, I wouldn't feel comfortable teaching about Indigenous plants because that's not my area of knowledge, she said. But it's so meaningful to invite someone like Cease to share that wisdom with us. It's especially important for newcomers to Canada. They get to learn not just outdoor skills but also about the people and cultures that were here long before settlers arrived. Representation matters in outdoor spaces too, she said. We love collaborating with instructors of color, helping them share their skills and take on leadership roles within the community, said Martins. It's inspiring to see how these events create new opportunities for growth and connection. For Squamish residents, Martins left a clear message. Squamish is, you know, the outdoor adventure capital, she said. Community starts with an invitation. If you have skills, gear, or experience, share them with people who want to learn but don't know how to get started. Invite someone on your camping trip. Invite someone to try skiing or mountain biking for the first time. Be patient with them as learners. And broaden your friend group, meet new people and bring them into your circle. It will only help everyone have better access to the outdoors.